here at the Filene Big Bright Minds 2018 in sunny San Diego, California, with i3 Team Blue. You guys are calling yourself Team Blue, right?
That's right. Real original. Right. Yeah.
And we are cozy on the couch with Team Blue. How are you? Let's do introductions first. Your name and credit union?
Yes, Nicole Bowen. I'm with Fairfax County Federal Credit Union in Northern Virginia. Okay. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. And you said you were going to surprise me.
Yeah, so I'm Melissa Vigil with Northwest Community Credit Union in Oregon.
All right, Melissa. And?
Holly Martindale from Cesslock Federal Credit Union right here in California.
Oh, wow. Welcome. Well, welcome to the stay in the same time zone.
The southern part of my state.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Well, welcome to the couch, the studio lounge. And this is i3 Team Blue. And so what are you guys, what's your project, I guess? What are you guys doing? Because I just got a quick briefing from Adam about something to do with natural disaster, the future of, who wants to go first here to give a quick overview?
Who wants to take that?
Holly?
I'll start.
Go for it, Holly.
I started our presentation. So the domain that we selected was natural disasters, and okay. We started looking at the future of it and what can credit unions do to become part of that in that space. Mm-hmm. What is it that we need to do? What is affecting people? So our process included looking at what's happening in the world, not just related to things the credit union already knows about and is kind of prepared for, but what else is out there that we don't know about, we aren't looking at, that will affect our members or our employees mm-hmm. in a time of a disaster mm-hmm. to create something, a bigger problem for them. So we took a lot of work, we did a lot of research to find out what those things were, and actually conducted small groups mm-hmm. at each of our credit unions, and we have two partners who aren't here with us today, but at each of our credit unions to get people talking about it. To right start on. Talking about it, to help us figure out what's the right direction to take, what solution can we find, can we all implement at our credit unions to help with this problem.
So now my curiosity is on high because I want to know what are some of these things that will affect members. What's some, obviously the obvious, because we just experienced the California fires, mm-hmm. Hurricane Michael earlier this year on the East Coast, and probably some flooding somewhere in the Midwest, and mm-hmm. who knows? I mean, it just seems like there's more and more natural disasters happening lately in the last few years. So
for the last 20 years, an average of 115 declared disasters per year.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
And they're always happening. So the first thing we started off in our presentation is we can't change that.
Right.
We can't stop things from happening.
Right.
So the things we're looking at and the trends that we evaluated are things like declining savings for our members. People aren't saving as much money. Mm-hmm. People are moving to city centers. People are becoming more socially isolated. How do all of those things play into now a disaster has struck? What is going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you guys discussed those scenarios at all? I mean, anybody want to expand on those scenarios?
Certainly. Okay. I'll take that one.
Go for it.
You know what we found was most interesting, and maybe you were not aware of this, but I think when we tell you intuitively, you're going to say, yeah, that's right. That the real first responders in a disaster are not, you know, police, fire, and rescue. It's small communities. Mm-hmm. It's people who live together in
right,
a house.
Right.
It's families. Mm-hmm. We're talking about neighbors. You're talking about people on your street. You're talking about people at your credit union.
You have a little friend there. Sorry.
Yes, I do. You see that. Quite distracting.
There we go.
No, this is an important topic.
It is.
It's going to impact him as well.
It's
going to impact him as well. And really, when you take this down to the base level, these are very personal events. Because when this is happening, you know, at the time of the disaster and kind of before the recovery begins, you know, it is these small communities that are dealing with it. And if we do believe that we're going to keep having the number of disasters we're having at a similar magnitude, or mm-hmm. if you believe that that's going to increase, mm-hmm. then this is really important. And so, you know, it begets the question, how do we prepare the real first responders? Because the other thing that we found mm-hmm. really interesting is how much education is out there, how much information, mm-hmm. how much public service announcement is out there, but yet we don't take action. And so can I ask you, Mike,
yes.
Do you have an emergency plan for your family? Do you have a disaster kit at your home? Do you have a bug out bag? Do you have those things?
That would be no to all of
That's
them.
Enough.
We have a semi plan, but uh-huh. we don't have the kits and stuff that you're talking about.
And so when this is happening, you need the kit. You have to grab it and go. But yet you knew all of this, mm-hmm. but you didn't take action. And so what we found is that we need a catalyst. And so we're going to talk about credit unions for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We have an enormous reach, big influence, more than you might realize, mm-hmm. right? It's mm-hmm. 100 million members, over 300,000 employees. which if you put us all together as employed by one company, we'd sit somewhere between Target and General Electric. And so that's the employee mm-hmm. base of credit unions. Mm-hmm. If you talk about our membership base, or our customers, if you will, there are 27 million people using the Target app today. Mm-hmm. We are serving 100 million people, and so we're right on par.
Right.
And
right.
so we have a lot of reach, a lot of influence, yet we don't think of ourselves as influencers. And so what would happen if credit unions decided to leverage our influence and our common bond? Because that's the catalyst that we found really motivates people to mm-hmm. either become prepared or to do things, change behavior. Mm-hmm. And so what if we moved into that space and said, hey, credit unions as an industry are going to be the original influences here. And if we did, we think a couple things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. We're going to see positive life safety impacts, so maybe more people are going to fare better in the disaster. We are going to see that recovery is faster. Mm-hmm. Economic impact mm-hmm. is lessened. But the real question is, what future advantage would that give the credit union industry as being seen as the original influencer here? If we were able to take something that everyone, I think, agrees is a huge global issue, but no one knows how to tackle that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know, we're able to come in as a catalyst and propel people to start taking action. Mm-hmm. One action begets another action.
Right, right.
I think that would be really powerful and a game changer for us as an industry.
Mm-hmm. So the credit unions would be just, this is another resource. This would be something that they can offer their members, right? This disaster, kind of a disaster preparedness plan, if you will. Is that what we're getting at here?
Yes, and what our research led is to uncover a tool that already exists out there. And so a part of what we also did is look at what already exists out there that you could tap into, and you don't need to have, you know, anything technology or software to upload it. You don't have to have an implementation period. It literally is ready to go. Mm-hmm. So what we found and what we talked about in our presentation was an app out on the Apple Store or mm-hmm. Samsung Store, mm-hmm. and it's through FEMA. And this app actually helps people being prepared. There's various things that it offers to people that use the app in terms of an easy... it offers like a checklist on how to prepare an emergency kit. It offers the ability for you to create a plan for your family, like of a meeting place that you're going to go. Should something happen, mm-hmm. you can get alerts. And it's already something that exists. Cool. And so, you know, that was something else that we talked about, which was how could you use things that are already out there versus paralyzing yourself and trying to either recreate the wheel or, innovate so much so that you never actually implement anything. And mm-hmm. this could be implemented tomorrow, let's say, in mm-hmm. a new employee orientation. You could formalize something like this into a new employee benefit for your organization and stand on that as a credit union and say, we care about you both personally and professionally, mm-hmm. and we want you and your family to be prepared in a disaster. And so here we're offering you this really educational about the app. We encourage you to download it.
Right, yeah. right. And so this is something that credit unions can offer this to not only their staff, but to members as well. So it starts with the staff,
sure.
then mm-hmm. offer it to the members. And you get this, like you said, these millions of folks
yes.
covered, basically.
No, that's right. Interesting nugget for you.
Oh, okay.
You know, 6 degrees of separation theory, mm-hmm. right? Any two people can be connected using friend of a friend statement.
Mm-hmm. Usually Kevin Bacon
less.
Is in that
Kevin Bacon, yes, okay, yeah. So now Facebook recently has come out and said that, okay, now with social media, that number actually is 3.5.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Degrees of separation. And here's why that is really important here. Is when we talk to each other, you know, I've just talked to you about this. We're friends now, right?
Oh, yeah,
yes, can I call you Mike?
Yes,
everybody.
Yes, can.
And so I've asked you, you know, if you're prepared, and I've, you know, we've talked to you about kind of what you should have, and we've planted a seed there, and maybe you're going to go and take action. You might recall, I'll tell you a story real
Please.
Quick. You might recall, in 2014, there was a snow event in East Coast, and it affected
okay.
Atlanta. Was what was really in the news because was, I think, 2.5 inches of snow, something which we would think, hey, not a big deal. But they were not prepared there. And then on a personal level, people were not. So you have people mm-hmm. Stranded in cars on the highway. You have kids at school. You have people in offices overnight because they just lacked in basic preparedness. And so after that, you know, I went and I said, I'm not prepared either. And I went and I built an emergency kit, which I put in my trunk. And then I began talking to people about it, and I talk to my employees about it every fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, you know, are you guys ready? what I realized was that I picked up momentum, one, so I started doing more and more preparedness mm-hmm. activities around my home, took that back to my credit union as an executive and said, hey, how do we look at this beyond an IT function or beyond a business function and start looking at this as a people function, right? Mm-hmm. So I, you know, had benefit there, and it changed how I viewed things. But then, most importantly, I think I became really passionate about it and almost evangelizing, if you will, about it. Mm-hmm. And so if we think about how connected we are, right, 3.5 moves to get mm-hmm. to any person in the world. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of power in one, preparing yourself, becoming passionate about it, and talking to someone else. Because mm-hmm. when we do something good, the psychology of it, we mm-hmm. want to share it.
Yeah.
We want to say, hey, mm-hmm. I did that, that's mm-hmm. rad. Like, do it, check it out. Mm-hmm. And it's really powerful, you know, to be prepared, but then to begin looking at it in a broader business context mm-hmm. and saying, how can we apply this in our credit unions? How do we use this to really be an even stronger community partner? Because mm-hmm. really strong communities mean really strong credit unions.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
No doubt.
So how do we take this from idea to execution? Or are we already there?
We already did, because we tested it at our 5 credit unions. So we already have 175 people that are aware of the app. And then in a follow-up survey that we did, 30% had already downloaded it.
Wow.
So we've started that rolling in our community. So that's what we're asking people upstairs to do today is take this. And maybe even if you don't choose the FEMA app, mm-hmm. you know, find something that works for you, but start rolling it out.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce it at new employee orientation. Introduce it in your department. Like, you can just... anywhere. Start
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
Start now and do it.
And kind of a wrap-up question here is, what are the goals? Do you want this to become available at every credit union nationwide? Which would be awesome, but reality speaking, that may not happen. But what are your guys' goals here with this? What do you want to achieve?
Well, I think first and foremost, we wanted to learn. And so innovation, it's an iterative mm-hmm. process. It's a fast process, mm-hmm. right? So you do a little bit of research, and you prototype, you try something, you do an experiment, mm-hmm, and you learn. And so that was what we did, was that first experiment. And to get to the perfect solution, or to get to the ever-evolving solution, is that this research team, Team Blue, right, it gets larger. And so other people take what they learn today, and they go and they adapt it, they try it. They learn, they get some feedback. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hey, did people take this up or did they not? Or what worked really well, what didn't? You know, and then take that back and innovate on it, iterate on it mm-hmm. in their own organization, make it fit their community. And I think that's the real message of, one of the real messages of Big Bright Minds and of Filene I3. It's that you don't have to be an I3er to be innovative. And I think credit unions need to put on our innovator name tag. That's a label we need to claim for ourselves.
I agree.
Because we're original to that. Like, that's mm-hmm, who we are. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't be afraid to say, yeah, you know, we are innovators. And so we want people to take that back. And so I think that's our overarching goal.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can positively impact this situation, we can propel credit unions forward as an industry.
Mm-hmm.
We can improve the lives of people in the community. We can't do anything about the weather. But there are things we can do. And so we want to be heavy on action. We want to be fast. We want to be iterative.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to tell people to go and just do one thing. Tell some other people. But take action. Kind of stop waiting. Just do.
Mm-hmm.
Learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then do some more.
I like that, take action. Because when you ask me, hey, what are you doing in your household? I'm essentially not doing anything.
Your brain's already spinning about,
exactly.
I could do
now
this,
I'm like,
or this,
oh my gosh, because I live here in San Diego, and we're affected by fires, we're affected by floods, mm-hmm. we're affected by earthquakes, we're affected mm-hmm. by a lot of things, and so we need to be prepared in that stuff. And so this, to me, is like an incredible awareness initiative as well,
mm-hmm.
to get people thinking about it, because people don't think about this stuff on a daily basis until it happens. Like, oh my gosh, why weren't we prepared? Well, you weren't thinking about it.
That's right.
But something like this will, like, hey, heighten the senses and make you aware of it. So.
Well, you know what, I really want to thank you too. One, this is a professional and personal highlight for me to be on the world famous CU broadcast.
Oh, wow.
But we're extending our opportunity to talk about this, like, through your very large audience.
Means.
And so you're helping us out, because we're change agents here on your couch. And we're telling people to take action.
This is great stuff, guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Melissa, did you want to say anything else?
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
Just quiet a little bunch.
Passion should speak always.
Please.
Always.
I'm sorry. I'm
nothing
passionate
to add.
You guys are passionate, all three of you. So thank you so much for being on our show and appreciate it. And good luck with this. I would like to like maybe revisit 6 months down the line and see how it's going, see how many more credit unions have signed up for this thing. Because I think it's really, really important.
Super. All right. We'd love it.
Well done.
Thanks.
I3 Team Blue. All right. Good job, guys.
Woo! See ya.